How do you recognize a child of God? How do you recognize a child of God? Ho, ho, ho. Why, hallelujah. Ho, ho, ho. As Dr. Lynn says, thank you, Yeshua, and for all the rest of you, Jesus, a child of God, I am. All right, you know what day it is, and you know what time it is. I know you're excited because I'm excited, and I know your holy temples are filled to the brim, and it's time for the Insight Hour. Oh, the power of the hour. I can't even begin to tell you how good it's going to be because I'll tell you what. The forces are working for us, and we are doing the impossible with nothing, which is fulfilling the prophecy of my dear father. Nothing. Dr. Lynn, I just told him it's the Inside Hour brought to them by who? The Tetrahedron Publishing. Good. What is it?
Healthy World Affiliate.
Thank you. I'm so full of the spirit, I'm almost out of here. So what I need to do is just give it up to you and let you do the invocation.
All right. Thank you, Sister Reverend Roxy Hampton. Appreciate it, RJ. And thanks for Sherry Kane also joining us tonight on the Inside Hour, folks. So it's going to be a great program. Let's give it up to the Creator to begin. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We thank you for all of the blessings, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the food that we have that sustains us and uplifts us, and your Holy Spirit power of divine love. We praise you for this time in history where there's a lot of interesting things, challenging things, and it is an ancient Chinese proverb that says we should be so lucky as to be born in challenging times. Well, I can't think, Heavenly Creator, of a more challenging and opportune time to advance your word, your will, your way, to bring about what is in Hawaii called pono, what is in the religious world called righteousness. Right standingness with faith and trust in you, faith in our hearts with the power of prayer with you beside us and inside us. We praise you, Heavenly Creator, for the miracles, the manifestations of your glory that shall sustain us, uplift us, and transform this planet into your glory to reflect your divinity, not man's egocentricity. We praise you for this time, and we ask for a special blessing tonight for all of the Inside Hour listeners. Everyone listening tonight on bbsradio.com and beyond, we ask for those who have an ear. Let them more than hear. Let them be uplifted and gifted in your divine perfection, your harmony, your protection. Let everyone who is listening tonight have a special acceleration of their divine evolution so that we may be optimally in service to you. Constantly, day in, day out, moment to moment, miraculous manifestation of divine synchronicities happening in those who have hearts for you, Heavenly Creator, and ears to hear this truth tonight and this earnest prayer. We praise you for your glorious blessings constantly, and we thank you forever and ever. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Sherry, hi. Welcome to the Insight Hour.
Thank you.
So what's going on the research agenda today?
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of the latest news, really. The government is actually being charged with their medical experiments. There's a lot of lawsuits going on right now coming down, and I know that RJ has been doing a lot of research on that as well. And it's just things that were considered a conspiracy theory at one time are now coming reality now. It's like it's our time, you know. It's our time to really, really have this open ear to people where they're going to listen to us and they're going to say, wow, what they said years ago was true.
Yeah, you know, that's true. There's new news just coming out now. It's just breaking. And right after the Inside Hour tonight, I'll be joining George Norrie on Coast to Coast for a brief session and commentary on the news that's coming out of Washington. It's in USA Today. Cases test vaccine issues in court versus the state laws. It's the deals of the Supreme Court. Justices are struggling today as to how to protect children from potentially dangerous side effects of vaccinations. Easy answer to that. just stop giving them the poison, yet avoid exposing drug makers to a flood of, quote, groundless litigation, end quote. Groundless, my God, what a complete USA Today propaganda scam. So this article, which is on behalf of the drug industrials, because, Sherry, give us a little bit of background. Before I read this article for the Inside Hour listeners, give folks a little bit of understanding of the connections between big pharma and big media.
Well, some of the connections we discussed were, where we talked about the partnership for New York City, which was the hub. It was big pharma and the mainstream media, how they are all in bed together. You have people like Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, but also he has the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia that was responsible for some of the first swine flu vaccination trials on little kids. That's one example. And if you look at the list of the partnership for New York City, they're all media moguls. Lloyd Blankfein is the CEO, who's the co-chairman with Rupert Murdoch. And by the way, the partnership for New York City is a David Rockefeller Foundation. And you have Rupert Murdoch and you have Lloyd Blankfein sharing the chairman seat. And Lloyd Blankfein is the CEO of Goldman Sachs, who's responsible for actually being involved in some of the major horrible disasters in history.
And the flu myth.
And the flu myth, AstraZeneca.
Lloyd Blankfein created this whole merger between MedImmune and AstraZeneca,
right,
that produces the live viral vaccines, flu myth.
And he also is also the person who funds ABC Disney.
Right.
And so you have, you know, this whole
and that's Michael Moore, isn't that?
Michael Moore,
Brothers.
All of Michael Moore's pictures come out of ABC Disney. So, and he's always saying Lloyd Blankfein is the bad guy when Lloyd Blankfein is the one that's actually producing his films.
So where can people go to get more information on that aspect? Isn't there a record up, wonderful article that you did on Healthy World Store, right?
There is, but they can also go to fluscam.com and they can go and look at the top where we wrote out the affidavit regarding the partnership for New York City. It was your affidavit and it was our news release in there, and they can check that out and click there. Also at the bottom of Healthy World Store, there's a newsletter archive that you can click and you can see previous news on there. And we have tons of stuff all over the internet on research. I mean, all you have to do is put in Dr. Leonard Horowitz, Sherry Kane, Partnership for New York City, and there's a slew of information on all over Google, and you can, you know, see what we wrote about and really who was involved, because it's a who's who's list of big-time media mogul players involved in big pharma.
Yeah.
So
that, there you
have it. Oh, and the pharma whores. Don't forget the pharma whores.
Oh, yeah, pharmawhores.com is a great film that really exposes it, and Sherry is starring in that. It's a wonderful film, really excellent. If you haven't seen Pharma Whores yet, we just won an award. I won an award, the Accolade Award for Unique Filmmaking, as a matter of fact, for the film Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn & Teller. You can get information at pharmawhores.com. You can download a copy of it from the internet. It has a lot of curses in it. We have a bleeped version. If you don't want to hear Penn Jillette's foul mouth, then get the bleeped version of Pharma Whores. Here's the number to get that. It's 888-508-4787. Toll-free, 888-508-4787. And thanks to the folks at HealthyWorldStore.com for supplying that. And it's also up on HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. And if you haven't joined as an affiliate, join us, collaborate with us, partner with us, in fact, and prosper with us with HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. Sign up. It takes you 2 minutes. There's nothing that you're required to purchase, no monthly payments. We give you literally a turnkey online business. It is a wonderful website. It's valued at about $10,000. We give it to you for free so you can save some lives and prosper in the process of collaborating to advance the alternative to the corrupt World Health Organization.
And also, I think that, you know, this is going to take us into the next theme where we want to talk to RJ about her research, because I know that she's been doing so much research lately on this, on the vaccinations and all of the legal battles that are going on. So
RJ, before I get back to this article that they want to talk a little bit about tonight on Coast to Coast Radio, let's have a little bit of background from your research in the vaccine issues.
Well, I'd be happy to tell you, because, you know, today is a banner day. When I read that Secretary Clinton had to mouth the word had to tell the world that the United States government is guilty of medical experimentation, and that they started in the United States, that eventually here, if we are going to the Supreme Court, then I believe that it will all be decided there, and that we will have a victory, because now we have the gun at their head. And let me tell you how it goes, folks. You see, our research, Dr. Lynn, Sherry, and mine, we all ended up in the same room, looking at the same people, holding the smoking gun, and all I can say is it takes us back and forth. I want to talk about 1932. I want to talk about Alabama. I want to talk about Tuskegee, and about whether or not they deliberately infected over 400 black men. And then when they got found out in 1972, how did they get found out? A whistleblower. This is what it's all about. This is where we take the stand. This is what we were born for, folks. This is why the faith has got to be so great, why we all have to be on the same frequency, because now is not the time to doubt this thread. And if you hold on to this thread, it's going to take you to the center, and we'll come through this. But the reality of it is this is our government a long time ago, and all of the people that you've all mocked and locked away are going to be vindicated. And the right people are going to be on the hot seat. And the right questions are going to be asked, because we're prepared to ask those questions. And I know mothers and fathers are asking those questions about vaccines and why they're being told that they shook their baby. Oh, they're being told that their baby has sudden infant death. That's the babies. But then let's talk about those glowing children who parents held out, and now they're 2 and 3 years old, and they had these beautiful children. Then all of a sudden they took them to the Safeway, or they took them to Lawns because they believed the hype. And they got shot in the arm and given a lollipop, which brings down your immune system. So the fact that they give them some candy after they do this to them brings on. See, it's the sugar. But the vaccination, we know they've been using this for medical experimentation. Dr. Eva Lee Sneed will be vindicated. Dr. Len Horowitz and all of you who have been told for so many years that this was a conspiracy theory. We have a smoking gun, and all we need to do is go see the judge. We're not going to tell anybody else anything. We're not going to argue with anybody else. This is going to the court. And why is it going to the court, folks? Why now? Why are they talking about Guatemala now? That happened back then. Why now? Because they're getting ready to pull the rug out, folks. The bond markets and short-term borrowing interest, everything, the bankers, that stock market is not to be believed. And I was told that the warning is 11,000 mark, and we're there. And everybody's hunky-dory with gold being expensive. Everything's expensive. They're getting ready to pull the rug, folks. So prepare yourself. So they're going to give us this little short-sighted victory. So I'm telling you, you got to stay on the path. And my Godhead is directing me in a place where I am prepared for the ultimate. I volunteered for the ultimate, but I will not go down as a victim. Oh, no. And neither will you, and neither will any of the other people who are going to get on board this train. And I don't care what you believed before. You don't have to believe, but no. Science and math and numbers and congressional records, and everything is what we're using. This is not conspiracy. And we're going to help these parents who had their children taken from them. It is incredible, folks. I can't tell you enough how it must feel to have had a healthy child and then to take them and have a vaccination and then have them come home, and the next morning you wake up and there's a vacant stare. And they're starting to do funny things. Remember, folks, those vaccinations were made from something, just like that which Job had to deal with. The devil picked up the dung. He picked up the shit. He picked it all up. And he put it, he made a potion. Well, we've been dealing with that potion. They've saved that potion from Lot's time, if you really want to understand this thread. Everything we're dealing with is so old that it's so new, and they've now broke us down. But them Guatemalans, they had the old seed. The black man had the old seed. They had to give us syphilis. We don't catch syphilis. You see? And why syphilis? because they were trying to get to, and here's where we got them, folks. Just say that word, say that word, say Arthur Fleming, and then say penicillin. And then that takes you to the former whore's history. Take it away.
Well, thanks, Reverend. I appreciate that, RJ. Thank you so much. So, yes, from the Tuskegee experiments on black men on through and giving them, observing them, watching them die and suffer with syphilis and infectious diseases and immune dysfunction as a result of their experimentation, through today's vaccinations that are in the headlines today, we're looking at gross criminal malfeasance, literally, at the top levels officials really are in bed with the drug industrialists. As Sherry Kane mentioned, you've got the intimate connections between the Rockefeller drug cartel and those pulling the strings at YF and SmithKline-Beecham and Merck, et cetera, et cetera. So the newspaper, USA Today and various newspapers are heralding, here's a quote, "No consensus emerged during robust arguments in the Pennsylvania case brought by parents of a child who suffered seizures after a vaccination. The dispute tests whether a 1986 law establishing a special U.S. court to review vaccine injuries overrides state law claims against drug makers for design defects in a vaccine." Now, folks, this is, you've got to understand, this is complete hogwash propaganda. Vaccines, by their very nature, are faulty design because the creator creates the design of immunity and doesn't need to be injected with toxicity to accomplish freedom from infectious diseases. That's just a simple fact. If the drug makers and the political puppets wanted to really do us justice, they would educate we the people about how simple hydration, good hydration, alkalinization, making your body chemistry more alkaline by avoiding garbage foods like the sugars, the refined carbohydrates, caffeine, nicotine, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, all cause acidification, cause more infectious diseases, and more deaths. Well, deaths is exactly what they're looking for during a period of depopulation where 6 billion out of 7 billion are targeted for elimination by those who are funding vaccinations most fluidly, most profitably. You've got Bill Gates. He's been spending more money on vaccinations than any country, believe it or not, than any country in the world. Bill Gates is spending more money through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So the money makers and the people who make money off of the pharmaceutical side effects are really writing this story. And so it goes on to say the disputes test the 1986 law establishing special U.S. court. They don't want the states to decide. They want the federal declaration to claim that the drug industry is indemnified against injuries, that they're not liable for injuries because they have a special court, it says here, that is going to deal with the problems that arise from vaccinations, injured children, injured families. So lawyer Catherine Sullivan, representing YF in Tuesday's case, in today's case, which is unrelated to, it says here, the high-profile autism disputes, invoked those cases as she urged justices not to rule against YF. She says there are, quote, 5,000 claimants in vaccine court now who claim there is a relationship between the mumps, measles, and rubella vaccine and autism. Congress was worried about episodic waves of fear about vaccines leading to future litigation, end quote. Well, number one, I want you to know this is absolute bull because it's not just 5,000 claimants in vaccine court. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of vaccine injury claimants that have been put through the ringer to finally get to vaccine court. So this is a manipulation. It is a propaganda instrument to get you to think that the numbers are way lower than they actually are.
Well, I also want to talk to everybody about why they're trying to avoid putting litigation against the drug makers. Why is it that at the same time they want to get the safety out to people, let everybody know, hey, the vaccines are not safe, but at the same time, by saying they're not safe, then that puts the drug makers in big trouble. That means that they're going to have to get a lot of lawsuits coming to them. All those kids that got autism and all the things that happened in regard to the vaccinations, all of the neurobiological problems that they had, the like your mother had when she in the 70s from
like
the swine,
Guillain-Barré.
Yeah. Exactly. So all of these things are actually going to bring out lawsuits in people. But my thoughts are on why, and this is my opinion on it, and I believe it, like everybody maybe in the room shares this opinion, is that they don't want to charge the banks because the banks are on top of all of them. The banks are on top of all the drug makers. So if you don't want to charge the banks, you know why? Because that is going to change everything in the economy. That's where everything's going to come crashing.
Well, it's all coming down anyway.
Well, this right here is pointing the finger at the banks. It's not, and people can't look at it as the drug makers. They have to look at it as the bankers.
Well, the banksters, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. You know, the other side of the story, they say here, is relayed, but it's really not the other side of the story. It's the personal side of the story. It's not the other side. It says, lawyer David Frederick urged the justices to focus on Russell and Robilee, whose daughter Hannah began suffering debilitating seizures in 1992. Folks, I want you to know, when they do this, when they make the claim that there's these individual cases and that kind of like it pulls on your heartstrings because it is a hideous thing, tragedy, when a child of a family previously healthy suddenly gets vaccinated and now they're debilitated. The reality is that this is not an isolated case that they want you to believe it is. This is happening in mass. There are so many families devastated now because of the injection of mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde and formalin and foreign genetic materials that whack the immune system and the neurological system. So this is how to read through this propaganda. Reverend RJ, you wanted to say something about
that. Yeah, I wanted to piggyback on what you were saying because it's all about fever. And can you really, you know, because of the reaction of what they put, the body sees it as foreign protein, all the stuff coming in. And what happens and what babies, tiny babies, don't need is fever. You deliver a healthy baby and then they give it a fever so that you can protect it from something that will give it a fever later, but not so bad. It's faulty. It's faulty. And
well,
like
the whole
Dr.
paradigm
Lynn,
is insane.
And it's falling and imploding just like the Trade Center. But I want everybody to understand they're giving us this victory. They're going to give us this victory because at the same point, we have to talk about the reality. Oh, it's a victory.
Not the way I'm reading.
They'll never be able to convince any American after the monkey trial that they're going to try and push through.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? The truth shall set you free. It doesn't mean we don't care if the Supreme Court, if they side with the pharmaceutical companies, but by the time they're going to look so ignorant, they're going to look so stupid that we'll know what my father said, okay? Because two of them, I know, are not going to go for it. There's only 7 mean, rotten, nasty people in the world. And about this issue, if they don't go on righteousness, they're sitting in that Supreme Court. And then it's a signal to everybody in the country, black, white, indifferent, Mormon, Buddhist, whatever, whoever is practicing correctly and recognizes the Creator, they'll know God don't work like this, but man does, and man, step aside.
You bet, you bet. You know, it says here, Chief Justice John Roberts said Congress' establishment of a special court in the compensation could mean that it didn't want to allow state law claims. So that's the issue here because, you know, you're blocked from going to federal claims, so you got to go to state. And now what they're doing, what this whole Supreme Court test is whether or not they're going to make some sort of a Supreme Court federal legislation that's going to dictate policies to the state. So in essence, what you've got here is a propaganda piece that is based on a sham and a distraction off of the real fundamental truth, as RJ just mentioned, that the paradigm itself is faulty, that you're not going to ever anticipate a safe vaccine. There's no such thing. There's absolutely no such thing, and that's what they're talking about in this article and in discussing this case and the cases that were heard today or the testimony that was provided today. It talks about, well, gee whiz, if you fine the drug makers and you have these litigations and they can't afford to do more research to bring us safer vaccinations. What garbage. You can't have a safe injection of one of the most lethal substances on planet Earth, most biologically intoxicating mercury, being injected via vaccination, and you can't substitute for that. The fact of the matter is, you know, you just concept of injecting mercury, or anything else into the human bloodstream when the Creator says that the life is in the blood. The life is in the blood. And what life is that? Foreign DNA, foreign RNA from genetic materials that are as a violation of the covenant, as a violation of Leviticus 19:19, and also other areas of the Bible that talk about keeping the blood and sanctifying the blood and keeping the blood pure. Gee whiz, you know, that doesn't happen when you get injected with all of these intoxicating proteins and genetic materials from bacteria and viruses and fungus and yeast and chicken embryo and bovine fetal serum and monkey kidney tissues and cow pus for smallpox. You want to add the true Church of Satan brew, you add Eye of Newt. Then you got your full, complete vaccine. Anyway, you know, the vaccine issues, incredible. The number one genocidal weapon, vaccinations. I haven't talked about this for many, many weeks and months. I can't remember the last time we actually talked about vaccinations. You know, I got a phone call today. We're working on various litigations right now, advancing. We still have in the state of Hawaii, where we are right now, a pending litigation on the tuberculosis skin testing fraud. We're about to launch, and you'll hear about it if you're not signed up yet on healthyworldstore.com. Get on healthyworldstore.com and sign up for our newsletters. You'll hear all of our breaking news and our press releases and great articles by Sherry Kane and others. You have to get in contact. Make sure you're on that list to be appraised of what we're advancing, which includes now this litigation against Dr. Facchino, state of Hawaii. And RJ, I don't know if you want to mention anything about Dr. Facchino, but you were there. You were there at the victory where we had the county of Hawaii vote in favor of the resolution to keep we the people from being intoxicated from the fraud and scam of vaccinations. So why don't you give a little bit of acknowledgement to our sister Auntie Emily Naoli, who was the vice chair who passed this wonderful resolution. And then can you tell a little bit of us about that, as well as what role that did the State Health Department of Hawaii play in this fraud H1N1 swine flu?
Dr. Lin, first off, thank you. Yes, everybody in the world should thank my
boss,
Emily Naoli, because I'll tell you something. She's 100% Hawaiian. On both sides of her family, no nonsense here, 100% Hawaiian. And it's like what gave the Hawaiians all these diseases, measles and mumps and all these fevers and everything else that came when them ships from Europe came. If you look at the history, it was vaccination. So today I want you to give praise and glory to God that a 360 has happened. And what was delivered to the shores of Hawaii that reduced the population down to a measly 7,000 in terms of pure blood.
That's from over a million.
Living wonderfully and sustainably, a kingdom, a nation. America came and snatched it as if it was just something, used the N-word like they were nobody. And then they have ruined this island. And so it is 100% Hawaiian, and I will remind you all that the mayor is Hawaiian, and this is for all of you on the mainland. Ha ha, that's breath. Ha ha, Hawaii. And all I'm saying is the breath of life is here, and we know the dangers of vaccine. It's in the historic books. And there's no question about it. It's no conspiracy theory. I can tell you their kings died of disease, asthma, all of these types of things. How did he get here?
What did Facchino do in this thing?
Facchino went along with the dog and pony show. And at every opportunity, to the point where she didn't even show up. That's how come we got it passed, because all of those wise people knew something was up. You can't, what is the saying? You can't fool all the people all the time.
Yeah, right.
Some of the, whatever it is. But they didn't fool anybody. And the only one, even the man who didn't vote for it, only did it out of protest because they wouldn't let him answer.
Only one out of eight. Right? One out of nine.
One was not there. But the one that did. So we had a universal saying, and that was back in, what, 2009, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, celebrated all around the world. Folks, we're prophets. What's a prophet? That's somebody who can make a prediction, and it comes true in a reasonable amount of time. Dr. Lynn, would you say 1990? 1990, we all woke up. Whoa, what is everybody doing here? And for that long time, you have been publishing, you have been doing the books, you have put it in front of them. What have they done? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's over here, maybe it's over here. But you know what? It's coming home to you. I can see you in D.C. I can see you sitting in the seat. I can see them saying, bring Dr. Leonard Horowitz and that Sherry Kane and that other black woman over there with no teeth. So you can explain about antibiotics and everything else. Give it back to you. I love everybody out there in the Inside Hour. I'm getting ready to go downstairs. I got something to do. I love you all. Aloha. Stay tuned for Coast to Coast. Tune on your whatever radios or whatever. Stay up late, East Coast, because you're the first to go.
Oh, thanks, Reverend. Appreciate that. So, yeah, the bottom line was here in Hawaii, they did something right and righteous. Called Pono. Righteousness is called Pono in Hawaiian, and it's a mainstay for the Hawaiian theology of how we should be living in peace and harmony with everyone and everything, and uplifted by the Creator, the Source. It's a beautiful, beautiful culture and fundamental understanding, and a huge, hideous tragedy that is very much like every single Aboriginal native population around the earth. All of the sacred ideologies and the ways in which the elders and the holy persons were knowledgeable have been decimated. In Hawaii, think about this, folks. There used to be over 1 million Hawaiian natives on the Hawaiian Islands. After the white man came, it is now down to about 7,000. Stunning number. How can you go from 1 million people down to 7,000 over just a couple generations? You can do it by vaccinations. You do it by man's stupidity, coming onto this island with all these foreign laboratory creations, these invasive species. You know, if you hang out, particularly on the big island of Hawaii, you see a type of rodent that's running around, and
it's called a mongoose.
Yeah, the mongooses. Thank
sort
you,
of
sir.
Looks like a ferret.
Looks like a ferret. Acts like what?
Acts more like a seal, a cross between a seal or like a dog that snaps and a...
It's got vicious growls, vicious teeth, and it was brought in to allegedly kill off the rats that were running around. But you know what? There were not that many rats that were running around. And essentially, we've got now this whole problem where these mongooses are running around in the daytime. They're diurnal, whereas the rats are running around at night, so they never meet. And that these things were brought in, and the only thing that they're really devastating are the poor families' chickens. Because in Hawaii, particularly the native people, they grow their own food. They've got their own chickens and eggs. And what those mongooses do is destroy those chickens. So you've got to have these poor families go and spend all this money for, you know, special netting and screens to keep these new man-made laboratory infestations, invasive species that our own idiot researchers and scientists and government, allegedly representing the best interests of we the people, come in and devastate. Instead of just leaving these people alone to enjoy and celebrate their faith, their ideology, and a great creator that once basically used to be a great society, now you've got about 7,000 native Hawaiians. And R.J. Hampton and Emily Naoli, they have been doing their best to protect the remaining Hawaiians. And through that effort, this resolution to indemnify the county of Hawaii against the mandated, the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act mandate to vaccinations that was passed, and it was widely celebrated here in Hawaii. It was a big news headline here locally. They have made it one of the leading pieces of legislation that has come out of the county of Hawaii, which is the largest county in the state, and it had also received international press. We put out some press releases, and there was a lot of people around the world that wrote Emily Naoli thank you letters. So that's something that exemplifies that you can make a difference. You can go out there, you can save lives, and that, you know, the opportunity exists. Very important. So at any rate, let's finish this segment up on vaccinations, and then if you would, Sherry, maybe you could give people a little bit about the Healthy World Affiliates program, because I know that that's very exciting and very wonderful, and people should be knowledgeable about what it is that we're doing with Healthy World Affiliates.
Well, I want to also talk to everybody about why, you know, why we do talk about Healthy World Affiliates and why we do have sponsors, because people ask us, why do you talk about products that you have or your videos or basically Healthy World Affiliates or Healthy World Store, because these are our sponsors. This is what keeps us going in our research, because we need to be funded somehow or we couldn't bring this research to you. And so when you look at the mainstream media, it's all funded by Big Pharma. We don't take Big Pharma's money to bring you the truth in news, not the fake in news, the truth in news. All the false reports you're getting from the mainstream media that's being funded by Big Pharma to try and give you the idea that vaccinations are good for you, that if you're elderly or if you're an infant, if you have an infant, they need to be vaccinated. This is all coming because it's part of their population control, their global depopulation.
The CIA operatives, the counterintelligence propagandists that you've exposed heavily,
mm-hmm.
Folks, you got to read Sherry Cain's blog at sherrycain.com. Click on the blog and read about the people that she exposed, the people who set me up for an assassination plot, the people who are even on airways that you're familiar with that are putting out absolute garbage.
And my name is spelled K-A-N-E, by the way. It's Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I-K-A-N-E.
Yes.
That's how you'll find me on the net.
I want to just share an example of a CIA counterintelligence propagandist letter that responds now, I'm reading from USA Today, on this issue of the Supreme Court having to deal with this vaccine trouble. He says, this is a guy's name is Chuck McHenry, supposedly, and the CIA operatives always take on aliases, so you don't know who the hell this is. It says, we should all stop making and using vaccines and go back to watching our children die from measles, etc. Come on, people. That's the alternative. Can you imagine that? What an idiot. I mean, seriously, you've got to be a mental retard. In fact, you've got to be a malfeasant criminal CIA counterintelligence propagandist to put out that kind of hideous disinformation and nonsense.
And his avatar is dressed like Uncle Sam. He's got
course.
A red, white, and blue patriotic outfit on,
yeah,
representing the patriotic American way of thinking. So if you see that picture subliminally, you'll look at his message and say, well, he's an American, I'm an American,
yeah,
and you'll relate to him. I mean, not us, but he's hoping that people would relate to him.
So, like, what's happening now, I think, you know, the wheat is being separated from the chaff, so to speak, right? Reverend Roxy Hampton has frequently talked about, you know, in these end times, you're going to see a real separation. You know, very, very clear. No more areas are gray. You're either, you know, in it or you're out of it. And these people now are so obviously out of it to be able to completely neglect the field of natural healing, completely neglect how important nutrition is and good vitamins and good hygiene, and completely just put out some garbage information that only an idiot would actually follow.
I believe a lot more people are going to be coming to natural health, to Eastern medicine and to natural way of thinking about herbs and plants and curing themselves. I believe it's going to happen, but not before a lot of people are going to die. And that's only going to be because the mainstream media has suppressed their knowledge of getting this information. They're totally being suppressed right now. So they should be responsible for the deaths of all the people out there that are going to die as a result of them not reporting the dangers of vaccination.
Yeah. You know, there's another one here, another inclusion here. She says, this is absolutely so disgusting that the American government would abandon tens of thousands of vaccine-injured and sick for a lifetime of children in favor of money for drug companies. If the vaccine court actually helped most of the children that filed honest claims, it would be a different story. But instead, the vaccine court gives to some and not to others. And that's an understatement. It gives to about less than 2%, folks, less than 2% of those children who are injured, whose parents have to go through years of paperwork and litigation even to get involved as a case of these 5,000. You got to be so intensely either wealthy or committed to get yourself through the maze of red tape that they give you to finally get there. So this
Let me ask you this, Dr. Harris. Let's ask a question. What is their purpose of creating autism in all these kids? Is it to sell the drugs? What is your feeling on why are they creating autism in these children?
Well, because there's a number one is the dumbing down of the population. Mercury is a wonderful, basically, neurological memory distorter and impairer. So you've got this whole concept now as we evolve into heavily the depopulation agenda. You don't want people to kind of like wake up and say, oh my, they're killing us and our children. You want people to be dumbed down, mind control slaves of the global drug cartel. And that's exactly what this propaganda in USA Today and every other mainstream press is actually doing.
And RJ has a take on it too. Thank you so much for that, Dr.
She's back. Here she is. RJ Hampton.
I had to be drawn back into the conversation. I'm over here doing something else on a whole other thing.
She's
about
doing
that.
Homework.
But this is what I want to say. If I answer that question, this is what I would say. I say it's all Adam Smith's fault because he's the man who convinced those people back in 1776 that the wealth of the nation is invested in its ability to wage war. Now, if you're going to transfer the power over to another part of the globe, okay, what are you going to do with all these people over here that own property? Because that's an English thing, the property class and everything.
That's a fundamental thing.
That you take out their children first.
Of course,
told people 20 years ago, the most saddest thing is that we're going to have to watch our future generation die right before our eyes, and that's the way the fascists like it, slow and easy. So that's why we have an opportunity, because they have
it. Profitable and easy.
Unprofitable. And they're laughing at us. It's the big cosmic giggle, but I have faith. That there's something waiting for them, and great is this day for all who kept faith, and dreadful for others, for that is their fate.
Amen. Amen. So that's what I absolutely get. I mean, the concept, folks, this is really the most important thing you're going to learn here tonight, or ideally the take-home lesson for tonight, is at this point where you can see that this kind of like dialogue debate gets us virtually nowhere. Those who have chosen sides have already chosen sides. You're either stupid or you're enlightened. And the enlightened ones literally now have one final hurdle. That hurdle is to commune so intimately, so divinely, to be able to receive the full measure of protection that the Creator has in store for His faithful. And those with ears to hear, eyes to see truth in these end times, it's very discernible, it's very clear, there's no shades of gray, you can see stupidity when you're witnessing it, you're reading it, and you're watching it. The reality is, what are you going to do right now for your own spiritual evolution and your own physical salvation? Besides spiritual evolution, your physical salvation depends on that Holy Spirit of divine love, the Aloha Spirit that the ancient Hawaiians and the Hawaiians today, the Kahunas and the Hapunas, the wise ones, the elders, still hold very firmly to that fundamental concept that Christ laid out better than anybody else on the planet, is how love can heal all. Why is it so important to love your Creator more than anything? Why is it so important to love your neighbor as yourself? Because that fundamental energy of love is sustainability. Love, 528 hertz frequency, the color of the grass, that color of the entire botanical world, chlorophyll, the most uplifting and energizing of all the pigments, is love, is 528 hertz frequency vibration, that warm, fuzzy feeling, that glow in the middle of your heart when you're in love, is an energy of spirituality, and it's a 528 resonance frequency that you're feeling. Well, gee whiz, what a wonderful blessing that is. But what's the final ultimate goal of this? You want to be raptured? I believe, you know, and there's a lot of people who debate this and a lot of people who say what I'm about to say is hypocrisy. But the reality, I think, if you have ears to hear and you've been tuned in to the same 528 Love Channel that we in this room have been celebrating, along with I-528 Tunes, I-528 Tunes, go read it. Go transpose your music to the listening of love, the music of love, which is the music of healing. Love is the universal healer. Music is the universal language. Your body is 80% water. Water is the universal solvent to solve the pollution. You use water. And that's basically part of the triune God, and that vibrates in love, in harmony with divinity, optimally, eternally. So if you want to engage that, then there's nothing missing, nothing broken in you if you engage it fully. Because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is near. That does not mean that it's near in time. It means it's coursing through you because it's in your body water. It's all around you. And that is what is sustaining. Faith in that, pledging your faith and commitment to that in service to that power and glory of divine love, that is sustaining, uplifting, and healing optimally. And that's where we've got to go, because we're walking now in insanity. All around, it's insane. It's, you can't even, as an intelligent, reasonably intelligent person, you can't look at what's happening in government or the media and do anything but cry if you are essentially, you know, want to see something better for the world and your children and your children's children. It is beyond saving. And so that brings us right smack dab into the book of Revelation in the end times. And what does it tell you right there? Look at Revelation 13:18, for example. Darkest time in history. You've got the great plagues. You've got the wars. You've got rumors of wars. You've got earth changes, weather changes. And you have the wealthiest men of all the nations deceiving the wealthiest men of all the nations. That's exactly what RJ was talking about and Sherry was speaking about with regard to the banksters controlling everything, ultimately the pharmaceutical, the medical cartel, and our bodies, our lives, our environments, the GMOs, genetically modified everything. So these are right out. Characters right out of the book of Revelation.
And we have that poster that we made of us as Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde, yeah. Go on.
Big Pharma's Bonnie and Clyde. Right?
Horowitz and Kane, Big Pharma's Bonnie and Clyde. You go on Google and search for Big Pharma's Bonnie and Clyde, Horowitz and Kane, and you can get a picture of Sherry and I standing in
you can email
1920s
me, you know,
attire. It's funny. But the fundamental take-home lesson is at this point in history, the Creator gives you a riddle. That means the Creator has a sense of humor. And that Revelation 13:18 tells you, in this time in history, what it is that you need to do. It says, quote, "Herein lies wisdom. Let those who understand count the number of the beast. For it is also the name of a man. And his number is 666, end quote. Now, folks, if you haven't read Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, wherein I decoded what that code is, it's basically a alphanumeric code, because you see, in Revelation 13:18, it's a riddle that asks you to think about how do you write names? You write them with letters. How do you count? You count with numbers. So obviously, to solve the riddle, you've got to have an alphanumeric code. And that's the code that we advanced. Dr. Paleo initially gave it to me. I came out with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse in 1998. And that's my second bestseller. And then my third bestseller is the book that I'm highly recommending you read if you have not yet integrated the five steps for physical healing. It's called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. Has my recommendations. People call me all the time to get counseling, for health counseling and dealing with various health problems. I say, don't call me up, don't schedule until you read the book, Healing Celebrations, because it'll give you far more information. And then you still may have questions, but they'll be more sophisticated questions. They'll be better questions for you. So at any rate, going back to Revelation 13:18, counting is done with numbers. Letters are written, our names are written in letters. Counting the name of a man whose number is 666 is easy if you have the alphanumeric code. And that's the code that we advance in healing codes. So get a copy of that if that interests you. The code deals with A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, on to Z. So you then have to drop it down to the single-digit integers. So 10, there's no tens in God's kingdom. There's only 9 numbers. The zeros came in with man's concept in math. So ancient mystery school Pythagorean math that used to be used by the ancient Levitical priests that practiced everything, including this alchemy, changing the electron spins on monoatomic elements to change lead to gold. That was the way they did it. And the knowledge that they used included these alphanumerics. Now that's why the Creator says to you in the end times, you've got to tune into the code, tune into the frequency, tune into the numbers. And that's another book that I did. It's called Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, where you see how Leonardo da Vinci literally became the genius and became this incredible inspiration with prophetic vision, seeing 500 years in advance technologies that hadn't even been conceived. He was drawing them. How did he do that? He was communing divinely, optimally, using the technology of creativity, the Creator's math. And you understand math is the fundamentals of music. Music is mathematical language. And so is the spoken word. Each syllable that I speak right now is coming to you via a vibration that stimulates your ears and ultimately your brain cells to recall what it is, the meaning of that I'm relaying. It's all done by mathematics, frequency, vibration, and resonance. And when you understand that, then you understand what the number one most saving riddle is in the Bible, is to have wisdom in the end times, is you count the number of the beast. It's also the name of a man, and his number is 666. The name of the man is Kissinger. It fits the alphanumeric codes. It fits the politics. It fits the reality of the Merck Pharmaceutical Company injecting people with vaccinations and spreading HIV/AIDS to the hepatitis B vaccines. It spreads the understanding of the nuclear industry, the energy mongers. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. The most powerful brokers and power brokers on the planet play with nuclear. It was Kissinger who spread the nuclear weapons around the face of the planet, and it was Kissinger who requisitioned the AIDS virus that you can read up on in healing in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola.
And the president that he was advising openly, like that was his position with Nixon, that president was known. It was openly the worst president. Even when he was president, people they totally despised that man.
But he did.
More than they hated Bush when he was president, because they didn't really realize how bad Bush was until later on, like the majority of people, not the researchers, but the majority of people. With Nixon, it was like obvious. If you could see through anybody, my grandmother, she could barely speak English, couldn't read or write, but she took one look at Nixon and she took one look at Kissinger, and what she said to me was, Sherry, these are the most evil people you'll ever, ever want to know. She said to me, these are the most evil people ever. And my grandmother saw right through both of them.
Fade in 10 seconds, folks. It was the Bushes that took Nixon out. You have to remember that George was the treasurer of the Republican Party. He knew where all the banks were in Mexico, blah, 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 blah. The rest is history. They told him he had to resign. It was the Texas boys. It was them. And he was scared of them, so he did what they said.
Hey, folks, if you doubt that, I can tell you that I'm a witness. I would testify before a court of law that R.J. Hampton is a historian. She has done more research in following up Maeve Russell's work, magnificent research into the real underdealings in the underworld. So this is a little trivia, maybe, but point of
But nobody
of
knew who the Bushes were at that time when Nixon, you know,
yeah.
nobody knew.
And nobody knew.
Nobody knew the Bushes. And when Bush, at the time when Nixon was, oh, no, yeah, in reality, nobody knew it, but people could just look at Nixon, and they saw Kissinger advising him,
you know,
and
so,
they could just tell they were
folks,
evil.
Folks, I want to give you, like, a heads up. Here's an additional point of historic fact. Historic fact was back in 1968, the year before Nixon was elected and selected Kissinger as the National Security Advisor overseeing CIA and FBI and foreign policy, as well as at the time Kissinger redefined biological weaponry for the United States. But 1968, as that was taking place, just prior to that, in Congress, George H.W. Bush stood right beside William Draper III, family member, friend of his old pappy, the Prescott Bush, and these two guys stood before the United States Congress and said that if you continue to allow burgeoning third world populations as they're doing, you're going to have the greatest U.S. national security threat of black people and Hispanic people taking over the United States. Therefore, they needed to have advanced population reduction methodologies. That's what it was all about. That testimony occurred in the United States Congress. You can actually look it up at a good law library. You can get these congressional records.
That's something you won't hear on Fox News.
Right. You can get the congressional record in 1968 and see that I'm telling you the truth, and then you follow it. You can follow it great in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. Listen, we've got about 2 minutes. Let's say thank you to our sponsors and then call it a night. Sherry, why don't you thank some of our sponsors tonight?
Well, I want to thank Healthy World Store for all your amazing products over the years. They're all been helping save a lot of lives, and thank you so much, Healthy World Store. I want to thank you, Healthy World Affiliates, and anybody that's not signed up as an affiliate, you can go to healthyworldaffiliates.com and sign up there. It's totally free, and anytime you recommend a product to somebody who purchases it from your specific link, it's a $10,000 free website that we'll give you. That person who purchases that, you will get commission from it up to four other people that they refer. So it's a great opportunity for you to partner with us. And then I want to thank i528tunes.com for all the amazing, how do we call it? When
you transpose
the music into the powerful healing music of love, and we want to thank you for that. So thank you all our sponsors, and thank you, Dr. Horowitz, for all of your amazing research.
Pleasure.
And thank you, R.J. Hampton, for all of your amazing research.
Thank you, Sherry Kay, for all your amazing research, and thanks to folk again at healthyworldstore.com, toll free, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. To get any books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, check out the healthcare products on healthyworldaffiliates.com. I highly recommend them, endorse them, and I highly recommend that you join the affiliate program. It's free, and it can be life-saving for you and your loved ones. Love you, folks. Talk to you next week, Tuesday night, Inside Hour. Bye for now.